Welcome back to the Super Motivated Man Podcast. Today, my episode will be focused on the second wave of COVID-19 outbreak. Let's talk about what COVID-19 really means. It's a respiratory illness that can spread from person to person. Patients with COVID-19 have symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath. According to the CDC, there are four main types of COVID-19: alpha, beta, gamma, and delta. The other day, I was, looking on, YouTube or maybe scrolling through Instagram, and, something popped up where this doctor from New York, he's an ICU doctor, he basically was stating that his patients that he's been observing for the past week or so has been experiencing, like torture almost. He said, he gave the example, like, just imagine that you're in flight in an airplane 30,000 feet above ground, and they are gradually taking your oxygen away by the minute. He said that's what his patients are experiencing, and he said it's so to the point where he said people are misdiagnosing it, calling it pneumonia, and it's really not pneumonia. It's almost like somebody taking your breath away. He said it's your oxygen is restricted, and it's like people are dying, like a suffering, dying death. And he said it's bad, it's awful, it's scary. I have that same video. I can share that video. If you follow me on Super Motivated Smith on my Facebook platform or my Instagram platform, I usually share most of my stuff on Facebook. But that was a very interesting, story that doctor was trying to share with, the public about what he's actually seeing on an everyday basis in New York. And of course, that New York is so populated, like everybody pretty much stacked on top of each other. So whatever, the COVID-19 spreading so fast there, it's understandable that it's going to spread fast in well-populated areas. So you just have to be safe. That's why they always say, keep your social distancing and make sure you're not around 10 or more people. But, it's all in staying safe. I also want to add, the second wave hit in China. According to this article on April the 2nd report, you can go Google it if you don't, don't believe me. Just go Google it. The second wave did hit in a certain province in China. Also, New York Times just released an article about the second wave on April the 4th of 2020. So it seems that this virus is not going anywhere no time soon, which means we will be in the house longer than expected, possibly mid-June, but I could be wrong. It could be longer. Writers that's been on this COVID-19 story since the beginning of its existence on America. So when it first started, I believe the first reports was in Seattle and New York. And they said that the pandemic is like an oil tanker. It continues to move forward long after you hit the brakes. So that means on the oil tanker, when they hit the brakes, it's still going to be pushing forward. They pretty much made the analogy of the COVID-19 like an oil tanker, basically saying once we slow it down, it's still going to be moving forward because they're still trying to figure out how to contain this virus. That basically means we need to practice social distancing a little bit more just to try to slow this down as much as we can. Because, of course, it's still going to be infection spreading throughout, even when we slow it down as we think we can slow it down as much as we can. It's still going to be more deaths. It's still going to be new infections or whatnot. Doctors and health experts still warn us that this is one wave of many to come until we get a vaccine sometime in 2021. Also, CDC stated that for Texas, the surge will hit in June and social distance will at least last to the end of 2020. These are facts and statements that they just reported within the last week or so. And today is actually April the 10th. So within this week, they reported this. So it could possibly be social distancing to the end of 2020. That means to December 2020, we will probably still be practicing social distancing. So we don't know how long this process would be. And we just have to, you know, take heed to whatever they giving us, the right information, because there's a lot of, you know, false information out here as well. You just do your research and try not to get too, you know, drawn in to the fake news or whatnot. So our best bet is to stay away from people, keep our social distances, and take this very serious, because some strands are more deadly than others, as we, you know, see in the news or just experience personally, you know, close to home. On the other hand, if there is a vaccine that comes out, I would not take it personally. That's another podcast for another day on explaining why I don't believe in taking vaccines, because it has a lot of, you know, side effects and whatnot. But that's another time for another day, or another day for another time, or however you want to put it. But I definitely talk about that another time. I honestly feel if you take care of yourself and eat right, you'll be fine. Just listen to my Health Is Your Wealth podcast, because I have a Health Is Your Wealth podcast. I don't know exactly what episode, but I do have a Health Is Your Wealth podcast, and I talk about how you eat and how you take care of yourself in order to, you know, improve your health overall. And you'll pretty much get, you know, what I mean as far as taking care of yourself. I would advise you to, you know, drink some warm liquids, drink like, you know, warm green tea, take your vitamin C's, make sure your kids take your vitamin C's, take their vitamin C's, and drink plenty of water and stay hydrated. Once again, thank you for listening. Stay safe, wash your hands, wash your body, keep your social distance, and be grateful, guys. Just be grateful during this time. Be grateful. That's a key word. Just be grateful. You can spend more quality time with your family. You know, that's what matters the most out of all of this right now. Just take the opportunity to spend time with your family, spend time with your kids, you know, do things around the house with your kids. Like, you know, sit down and talk to your kids, because I know, you know, up until this point, we, you know, as working class people, you know, we was working all the time, you know, two-parent household, one-parent household, every, you know, the parent working all the time and the kids going to school and doing all these extracurricular activities. It was a lot on everybody. So I would just say, you know, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Stay motivated and stay safe.